May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the gospel reading, especially these words. But Jesus looked directly at them and said, "Then what is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." This is our text. You may be seated. Dear saints, we all know that there are things in this world that appear to us to be quite harmless, but we know are actually quite harmful, even deadly. Many animals fall into this category. The poison dart frog, for example. Apparently the male platypus is venomous. All sorts of cute little cuddly animals can harbor rabies, other diseases. Even the air we breathe can be harmful if it's polluted. And of course, we're all well aware of how viruses, which we can't even see, can be deadly. There are things that people do that also may appear harmless, but in fact can be quite harmful. There's the health issues, like the diabetic taking one more donut, another cigarette for someone with emphysema, just one drink for the alcoholic. There are less obvious examples as well. That little white lie can grow into quite a whopper. Or that little tax break that maybe you shouldn't have taken, but you did anyway. That little juicy bit of gossip that you let slip. Well, it's not gossip if it's true, right? Or it can't simply hurt to look lustfully at someone who isn't your spouse. Society today seems totally driven by the mantra, "It's okay as long as I don't hurt anyone." But when we look at what God has to say about certain sinful behaviors and we realize how we rationalize them in our own minds, it becomes quite clear that we humans are not very good about figuring out what behaviors are harmful and which ones are harmless. And though it's true, we may not see the harm in certain sins, it's not particularly sin that I want to talk about this morning as that harmless-looking thing that's actually harmful. Instead, I want to focus on rocks. Well, a rock, a stone. Rocks can be good and useful, of course. Scripture tells us that the wise man builds his house upon the rock, while the foolish one builds it on the sand. The symbol for Prudential Insurance Company is this giant rock, something solid to build your future on. But rocks can also be dangerous. They can break your windshield. You can trip over them. Or perhaps you've been driving through the mountains and seen a sign on the side of the road, "Beware of falling rocks." But the rock of which I'm speaking is actually not obviously dangerous to most people. If you're walking along and you see a rock in your path, you'll probably try to avoid it. But this rock is not so obvious. In fact, it appears to most to be harmless, not even a rock at all. It's not that the rock isn't dangerous or isn't easy to trip over. It's that we human beings have blinders and fail to imagine the consequences of ignoring this rock. Of course, the rock, the stone that Jesus is speaking about in our gospel reading, is himself. Now, to some who heard him in Jesus' day, Jesus did, of course, appear to be dangerous. The Jewish establishment considered him a threat. If he were to claim to be king, well, then the Jews could be in trouble with the Romans. If he kept healing people and driving out demons and doing all these wonderful things, well, that could cause all kinds of people to follow him instead of listening to the Pharisees and the priests. He was such a threat that, as we read in our gospel reading, they wanted to destroy him that very hour. Eventually, they would get their way on Good Friday. These are the ones from Jesus' parable, the wicked tenants, that decided that they would kill the son of the master of the vineyard. But what they didn't realize was that by doing so, that by trying to crush that rock, they were being crushed by him. Those who killed the Son of God were guilty of innocent blood. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. But to most in Jesus' day, and probably even more so today, Jesus doesn't appear particularly dangerous at all. For many, he's simply a historical figure. He said many nice and good things. He has lots of good advice, and perhaps we should live by it, but he's not dangerous. In fact, many see Jesus as quite harmless, insignificant. People today reason that they can ignore Jesus when they want to, or listen to him when they want to, especially based on what topic he may be discussing at the time. He isn't, if he's actually real at all, he's just a nice guy. And what he says may or may not apply to us today. A harmless rabbi. He is rejected, his true identity unknown to most. But indifference to Jesus is just as crushing as being there that Good Friday morning and chanting, "Crucify him, crucify him." Peter calls Jesus a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. St. Paul says, "We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles." Perhaps the issue is that people just don't want to hear what Jesus has to say. They don't realize that this itinerant rabbi from millennia ago is actually their creator, the king of creation, and on Judgment Day, their judge. Either they want to ignore the law of God, or they are in disbelief that they are actually in need of a savior. Sadly, we fall into that same camp from time to time as well. And really, Jesus' truth, it's pretty unbelievable. "Those who believe in me will have life. I and the Father are one. No one comes to the Father except through me." And to rely on faith in Jesus for our salvation, rather than our own goodness, rather than our own righteousness, that's pretty hard to believe. Many fall into the same trap as the Jews to whom Paul addresses in these words in Romans 9, "Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law." Why? "Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, 'Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.'" We stumble over Jesus when we trust ourselves or the things of this world rather than him. And a lifetime of that disobedience will cause a person to be crushed. But there is much hope in this passage from Luke as well, because Jesus describes himself not only as a stone of stumbling, not only as a rock that crushes, but as the cornerstone. The stone that is rejected by many has been made into the foundation of faith, of our faith. We are the ones who believe in him, who will not be put to shame. Christ is the one that the church builds its faith upon. By dying and rising and ascending to heaven, he has made himself the strong rock of the Christian church, the solid foundation, a certain hope in time of need, a mighty fortress. "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." To believe that Jesus is the cornerstone is to not stumble over him, to not let ourselves be crushed by him, but to trust him. to rely upon him. We as God's people build upon Christ's word. We are fortified in the sacraments that he gives us. As St. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And so we are those described by Jesus at the end of his parable of the tenants. For us, the crushing rock has become the cornerstone of faith. We are the new tenants to whom God has given his vineyard, privileged to enjoy all the fruits of that vineyard, that we too may bear the good works of righteousness. We have been given forgiveness, life, and salvation as God's people, no longer strangers and aliens, but residents of heaven. The vineyard is Christ's church, and he is its cornerstone. Oh, the world thinks it can crush Jesus. It thinks it can crush us, his followers. But we have faith that our lives, both this life and the one to come, that these lives are built on the cornerstone of Christ, and nothing can overcome that. We can be confident that the same Jesus who was crushed for our iniquities on the cross also rose to life in victory. We can be sure that even though we may be afflicted in every way, both from within and without, by the world, by the devil, by our flesh, those three enemies, that we are not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. With the repentant spirit of Lent, we are turned again and again back to our rock, which is Christ, broken by God's law, but healed and restored through Christ's death and resurrection. Build on the cornerstone of your faith, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.